you 4 hours. If you are looking for a way to organize your life, I will happily tell you about bullet journaling. I mean, bullet journaling evangelists. I have given impromptu bullet journaling lessons at the end of youth group meetings with advisors gathered in the kitchen. I can show you what books to use, the best markers for your bullet journal. I could talk to you about it for hours. I could also talk to you for hours about camp, which is still delightful and hilarious to me that I have become a camp evangelist after avoiding it for so many years. But I'm grateful now that camp is such an important part of my life and an experience I get to share with so many of our young people. I can talk to you about exercising and running, also hilarious, after spending, let's say, 37 years of my life avoiding as much physical activity as possible. Transformation can happen. And I'm also happy to talk about eating. Now notice that I didn't say eating healthy or eating right. You know, I just want to talk about food. I will talk to you about food for hours. I love to eat. So I'm curious, what are some of the things that you love to talk about, that you are passionate about, that if somebody struck up a conversation with you, you could talk about it for hours? What are some of those topics? Movies. Oh, that's a good one. See, I can't do movies, so it's good. All right, so if you want to talk about movies, go to Maryland. The Wildlife Center. You love the Wildlife Center, don't you? You know, I see you walking over there sometimes. Yes, yeah, so if you want to know more about the movie The Wildlife Center, Siobhan's your woman. Your grandchildren. I'm sure you've got some pictures that you would show to maybe and give some updates on what's going on in their lives. Yeah, see. Music. That's right. That huge music collection that you have, right? Jared? Youth group. Yes. Excellent. Saving money. Oh, you should be the class. We would all come to your class on saving money. That's awesome. All right. See, we're gathering topics that we can do, you know, a whole series on here, and we know just who to go to lead them. Other things. Yes, Sarah?
Best restaurants.
Ooh, best restaurants in the area. Awesome. Yeah, it's so fun to share those, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Birds.
Yes. I think there's some others in the congregation who enjoy birding too, right? Yeah. No, it's great. So the Rock Steady program, which is a boxing program for people who have Parkinson's, and I know that's made such a big difference for Roy and really impacted your family. Yeah, so those things that make a difference in our lives, we want to talk about. Yeah, Anne, what do you want to talk about?
Acting, theater, and drama.
Ooh, acting, theater, and drama. So fun.
Politics.
Ooh, politics. Letter to the Philippians, and actually throughout his whole ministry, that story in the book of Acts. That encounter turned him from a persecutor of the church into an apostle of Christ. Quite a transformation. And after that encounter, he was willing to give his whole life to the good news of the gospel. He traveled around and successfully established so many churches because he was willing to talk about how the gospel had changed his life. In today's reading, he says, "Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me." Paul knew that part of his role wasn't just to tell other people about his faith, but to live out his faith in every way possible. Paul wanted other people to experience the good news, the joy that had transformed his life. He was one of the first evangelists, which in the Greek simply means bringer of good news. Faith in Jesus was good news for Paul, and he couldn't help but share that good news with others. Now, Alcoholics Anonymous is inherently evangelistic, too. As Marilyn shared with us, Step 12 says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. That sounds like bringing good news to others, doesn't it? And as Marilyn shared, and I heard a similar comment from each person who gave a testimony this summer, something along the lines of, I might be nervous about sharing my story, but if I can help just one single person, it will have been worth it. It's not surprising that people who have been transformed by the 12 steps would want to share that process with others. When something has been good news for us, when it has changed our lives, we can't help but want to share that good news with others. But it's interesting that Bill Wilson, one of the founders of Alcoholics Anonymous, he built this evangelism into the 12 steps. He didn't just cross his fingers and hope and pray that those who had found sobriety through the 12 steps would just automatically tell other people about it. I love what Richard Rohr says about this in the book we've been reading and using as our inspiration this summer, Breathing Underwater. He says, somehow, Bill W. knew that recovering alcoholics would need a kick in the pants to share their transformation with others. Not because their transformations weren't powerful enough, but because they might be nervous and think that they had to get their lives completely in order, completely perfect, before they could help anyone else. Now, if there is one thing that I have taken away from our preaching series this summer on the spirituality of the 12 steps, it is that there is something powerful that happens when we can admit our imperfections. But sometimes we need a push to be willing to share with others even when we don't have everything figured out just yet. Our faith is like that too. Jesus said to the disciples, go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. Somehow Jesus knew too that we might need a kick in the pants to share our faith with others. Not because our faith isn't transformative enough in our lives, but because we might be worried that we have to figure it all out before we can share it with others. But again, what we have learned this summer, there is something powerful that happens when we can admit our imperfections, when we can admit our doubts, when we can admit our fears. Friends, we do not have to have our faith figured out in order to be faithful evangelists. We just have to believe that our faith in Jesus Christ has been good news for us. And that is good news that we want to share with others. And that is the beauty of what happens every time we come to the table. We come and meet a God who welcomes us in our imperfections, a God who receives our brokenness, a God who heals our wounds. We don't have to have our faith figured out just yet in order to have a place at this table. God meets us as we are because there is something powerful that happens when we can freely admit our imperfections and know deep in our souls that we are so loved by God. That is the good news of our faith. That is good news that is worth sharing with the world.